two Philadelphia landlords are trying to invalidate city council legislation aimed at strengthening protections for renters. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, fair housing advocates say the bills would help reduce instances of retaliation while empowering tenants.
The landlords are asking a judge to amend their lawsuit to include allegations that the bills are unconstitutional. They argue the legislation violates their property rights in a way that could run them out of business. If passed, the legislation would extend what are known as good cause protections to all renters, regardless of the term of their lease. That means landlords would be required to explain in writing why they want to terminate or not renew their lease. If they don't do that, the lease would automatically lapse into a month-to-month arrangement unless the tenant decided otherwise. The legislation also clarifies when a tenant is able to sue for a rental rebate, which could require a landlord to repay several months' rent. A spokesperson for the city's law department declined to comment. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
When Clean Ocean Action started cleaning the Jersey Shore 40 years ago, the state's beaches were littered with trash ankle deep. Significant progress has been made over the decades, but thousands of plastic items keep washing up on the sand. Last year, volunteers collected thousands of bottle caps and food packaging, according to Clean Ocean Action's latest report. Executive Director Cindy Zipp says the event and the data collected can spark legislative change.
People are able to give back to the ocean, which gives them such joy. They give the beaches a good clean sweep for the spring. There's a lot of wildlife that's coming back to the shore as well. They can feel good about that, but then they also collect this data that can be used over the long term to make things better, and then they become more aware.
She says fewer plastic bags have been spotted since the state banned them in 2022. Mostly sunny skies outside, warm and nice, 79 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, temperatures are going to drop down into the upper to mid-50s and chance of showers in the overnight hours as well.